तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
नमस्कार, एसपिएस एक्जामिन्सको नयाँ श्रृङ्खलामा स्वागत छ। म कृष्ण पोखरेल। यस भागमा हामी अस्ट्रेलियामा होमोफोबियाका बारेमा कुरा गर्नेछौँ। होमोफोबिया अर्थात् समलिङ्गी मानिसहरूप्रतिको घृणा, समलिङ्गी पुरुषहरूप्रति हालै भएका केही आक्रमणपछि घृणाको यो रूपले पनि चर्चा कमाएको छ। भिक्टोरियाको प्रहरीले अपराधमा संलग्न भएको भन्दै धेरै समूहहरूमाथि होमोफोबियाको आरोप लगाएको छ। विशेष गरी 13-20 वर्ष उमेर समूहका युवा पुरुषहरूले अनलाइन डेटिङ प्लेटफर्महरूको प्रयोग गरी समलिङ्गी पुरुषहरूलाई भेट्न बोलाउने गर्दै आएको प्रहरीको भनाइ छ। त्यसपछि भने उनीहरूमाथि आक्रमण, लुटपाट, धम्की र समलिङ्गी टिप्पणीहरू गर्ने गरेको बताइन्छ। न्यू साउथ वेल्स, एसिटी र वेस्टर्न अस्ट्रेलियामा यस्तै प्रकृतिका आक्रमणहरू रिपोर्ट गरिएका छन्।
So we know from media reports and prosecutions that we've got an increase in homophobia and attacks or prejudice against sexual minorities are often underreported.
उनी हुन् जस्टिन एलिस, युनिभर्सिटी अफ न्यूकासलका अपराधविद।
People may be learning about these attacks through some of them being posted online, and that term posting and boasting. They may be sharing them in private groups. That may again embolden particular people to go out and perpetrate these attacks themselves.
Unka anusar samalingi puruslai bal yon durachari ka rupma herne purano drishtikon ko punaravritti bhayeko dekhinchha.
This labeling of same-sex attracted men and drag queens as child groomers has come to the surface again. We saw in 2023 in particular a big focus on drag queen storytime childhood literacy events by conservative religious groups and by nationalist groups. Those groups are getting way more organized online, way more networked, sending threats online, maybe turning up at events in person and threatening and intimidating people.
Frank Benici, Melbourne ka samalingi purush hun. Gat barshako December ma uni mathi akraman bhayeko thiyo.
I was just walking, holding my partner's hand, ready to go to the supermarket. A group of kids were yelling homophobic stuff to us. So I decided to call back saying, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And then they just looked at each other, hooded up, approached us. And yeah, eventually they took out a machete and just swiped at me. So I'm lucky to be alive.
घटनापछि फ्रैंक केही हप्ता पुनर्स्थापनामा बस्नु पर्यो र अहिले पनि त्यो घटनाले उनलाई आघात पुर्याइरहेको छ। तर होमोफोबिया वा समलिङ्गी मानिसहरूप्रतिको अपराध सधैँ चरम र हिंसात्मक मात्र हुन्छ भन्ने चाहिँ हुँदैन।
The Chinese experience is more marked by like silence or unwillingness to acknowledge or talk about it, even when you've come out.
उनी हुन् भिक्टर वू। उनी एक फिल्म निर्माता हुन् र आफूलाई समलिङ्गी र क्वेर मानिसका रूपमा पहिचान गर्छन्। उनी भन्छन् कि चिनिया पृष्ठभूमिका समलिङ्गी पुरुषहरू सांस्कृतिक अपेक्षाहरूका कारण लाज र दबावको सामना गर्छन्।
Sometimes in the cultural community, coming out is seen as like you abandoning your cultural identity for the mainstream. So it's almost like it's a disloyalty. Some parents would be like, it's fine, we accept this, but don't talk about this openly.
यता मोनास युनिभर्सिटीका बिहेभियरल साइन्टिस्ट एरिक टेनिसन पुरुषहरूले खेलकुदका दौरान समलिङ्गी गाली प्रयोग गर्नुको कारण चाहिँ त्यो समूहको भाग बन्नका लागि स्वीकार्य हुनका लागि भएको बताउँछन्।
So when we say homophobic abuse, it's generally in the form of like banter and negative language about gay people. What we found was it didn't matter if a young man or boy had very positive attitudes or had very negative attitudes, they're just as likely to use homophobic language. They're driven by a desire by young men to conform to the behavior of others and be accepted. And if they don't use this language, then they're viewed as weird and not part of the group.
Unka anusar homophobia vidyalay ra tallo tahama nai samasya ko rupma rahdai aeko cha.
Rates of suicide and self-harm for LGBTQ+ kids are about double of any other kid, and about 1 in 4 of them have attempted suicide in the last year. When you look at those numbers, you think sport could save their life, but right now sport environments is unsafe for them and it needs to be made safe.
यता ब्रिजबेनमा हेल्थ कोचका रूपमा कार्यरत टिम क्यासेटारी फुटबल खेल्दै हुर्किएका हुन्। यो खेल उनलाई असाध्यै मनपर्छ।
It's a big part of our family culture. My parents actually met through football. It's always been my favorite hobby and it's always been a big part of my identity.
टिमले एक समयमा समलिङ्गी पुरुष हुनु र फुटबल खेल्नु एकअर्कासँग नमिलेको अनुभव गरे।
when I was at school, one of my coaches basically said to everyone in the team, I would never have a gay person playing as part of my team. And everyone else laughed at that. They thought it was hilarious. And I remember going home that night and praying that I wouldn't end up being gay because I wanted to be a soccer player.
जब टिम आफ्नो 20 को दशकमा समलिङ्गीका रूपमा बाहिर आए, उनले फुटबललाई पूर्ण रूपमा त्यागे। उनी 7 वर्षसम्म फुटबलबाट टाढा रहे, तर अन्तत समलिङ्गी मैत्री क्लबको साथमा खेलमा पुनः फर्कन उनी सफल भएका छन्।
And it's given me a safe place to play soccer, but it hasn't always been smooth sailing. There's been comments from the opposition, which has been really disappointing.
Dr. Tennyson भन्छन् कि यो संस्कृतिमा परिवर्तन ल्याउनका लागि समूहका अगुवाहरू र प्राइड म्याच जस्ता खेलहरूको माध्यमबाट पहल गरिनुपर्छ।
If you've played sport, you know, the captain and the vice captain, they're the people everyone follow and listen to, and if you don't have a very fun time in that sports team. That's where we need them to really engage in driving change as well.
SBS Examines ka lagi Nick Chambolis le tayar pareko report prastut gardai Krishna Pokhrel.
Yo jastai anya prastuti sunna chahanuhuncha? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ma hamilai khojnuhos wa tapai le podcast sunne anya sewa ma.